At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard with just over a week to go until the Euros opener. Lewis Morgan's been called up to the squad to help with those injuries to Ben Doak and Lyndon Dykes. Reports suggest Craig Gordon is going to be cut from the provisional squad and miss out. And on the club front, David Gray is the new manager of Hibs. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Mark Wilson and Stephen O'Donnell. Mark, you... getting Euros fever yet? Is it a bit far off?
No, it's just round the corner. You're Gordon, ready? I mean, I am excited. I've been excited for about 3 months since we knew we were going, and it's almost there. One more game to send off the boys, and hopefully it's a good one tomorrow night and a good performance, much better we hope than Gibraltar, and then a week away. And if you're Lewis Morgan or Tommy Conway just now, what are you thinking at this moment in time? You probably booked your holidays, or Lewis Morgan's thinking about the league season ahead. And right now, they're right in the mix to go to Germany and star in that game next week.
I'm telling you, just a couple of more right-back injuries and you two, both of you could have been in contention. I think maybe one or two more for you. I think 30 more for you.
5 million.
And it could have
all
been...
all the population wiped out before I got a call.
It was looking that way for me at one point, the full population was gone. But the,
it could have been. How many caps you got again?
26.
So it's 27 between them in here tonight at right back, Mark Wilson and Stephen
and
O'Donnell.
Only one good one.
If you want to join them on the show, but yeah, it's exciting time, Stephen. It just feels like at the moment it's all about like who's out and then who's coming in. It just feels all a bit disrupted, clearly, but hopefully things are starting to look up.
Yeah, no, look, it's a wee bit disrupted, obviously, I'm sure. In an ideal scenario, your players are fit, but obviously it's been going on for now about 2 or 3 months. Lewis Ferguson, a couple of others getting injured, and then... now you've got it still happening, but look, there's one game we're touching wood that there's nobody else, and bringing in obviously Lewis Morgan and Tommy Conway, great opportunity for them. And if they were to go in the plane, and which bringing them in, you would think they will be, what an experience, what a way to be brought in, and hopefully they can have a big impact.
Come on then, 0141 951 1025, that is the number that you need tonight. So what have you got for us on the Scotland front today? Lewis Morgan, he's only got 2 caps. They were ages ago, and he has been called up to bolster the attack in light of all those injuries. So what do you make of that? How big an opportunity is it for him? What do you make of that call up? Would you have gone someone else? Are you pleased with that call up as a replacement? Do let us know your thoughts there. It's not confirmed. I see some newspaper reports suggesting Craig Gordon could be one of the ones who misses out of the final squad when we cut it from the provisional number. So again, what would you make of that? Would you do somewhere else? Would you take the 4 goalies? All the above questions and more. If you want to talk club football, Hibs fans, I'd be keen to get your thoughts on your new manager. A very, very familiar name and face around the place, David Gray. Of course, former captain. He's been a coach, various interim spells, and now he's the main man. So what do you make of that? 0141 951 1025. And don't forget that everyone who calls in tonight and gets on the show, so as long as you come on here and make a point to Mark and Stephen, you go into the draw for a pair of tickets with club badges, which means good tickets basically, to the Unite Scotland Summer Race Day at Ayr Racecourse on the 22nd of June, right up your street this, Mark Wilson. There's a Martin Kemp Back to the 80s DJ set.
You know me too well.
Honestly,
I would love that.
I can just see you there. So you could bump into Mark Wilson as well. Everyone who calls in tonight goes into the hat for those tickets. So do give us a call, 0141 951 1025. The Scotland team had an open training session today. Anyone who was there probably got a wee feel maybe for what the starting 11 looks like, certainly this weekend. Still interesting to see guys like Stuart Armstrong still not part of that training group. Is that a concern? But I think clearly the headline news today is that Lewis Morgan has been called into the Scotland squad. So what do you make of that? 0141 951 1025. Not loads happening on the club front, Mark, but one of our biggest clubs does have a new manager.
Yeah, and it's a big appointment. David Gray, been there now for 10 years at Hibs, a legend in his own right for his heroics in the cup final and leading his side also as captain in that game. But he's been there under an awful lot of experienced managers who have came and gone. So I thought it was a brave appointment from Hibs. I think with Malky Mackay's the director of football, I think that's a good combination. If there's one thing he should know is what not to do, having been in that building and seen so many managers get it wrong so many times. But I think he's got respect to the players who are there. I think he'll have the respect to the players who are incoming. And I think the most important thing is he'll have the respect right away from the fans. I think some of the appointments have raised a few eyebrows in recent years from fans and thought, is this the right guy? And it's taken a wee bit of time to try and get them on side. And by that time, it's a revolving door and the manager's usually out the door. But I think this will be slightly different. I think the club will be more aligned from the top to the bottom onto the terraces with this one. And I'm quite happy for him. I think it's good when you see coaches serve their time and work their way up and then finally get their shot.
0141 951 1025. That is the number you need. So whether it's Scotland, whether it's club football, maybe you've got something entirely left field that you've been thinking about all day, do share it with us on the phones, or you can tweet us instead at Clyde SSB. To set the tone for you, let's recap that top story. As we said, Lewis Morgan has been called into the squad. What do you make of that? Whilst you get your calls in, here is what Steve Clark had to say. He is hoping that Morgan can make a difference at Euro 2024 in the absence of Ben Doak.
Obviously, the decision was we lose Ben Doak is to look around at your options, decide what your best options are. Came down to Lewis. He can bring us something a little bit different. He's obviously gone to the MLS and had a great time out there. It shows that we do look far and wide at players. When I speak to you guys and I say, look, everybody's in my mind, everybody's is always in me a chance of getting selection for the national team. I think the fact that Lewis is here tells you that's what we do. So we don't make up stories. It's disappointing to lose the players we've lost. But I think in Tommy Conway and Lewis Morgan, we've got two good additions to the squad. Lewis has been in my squads before when he was here with Celtic St Mirren, so I know the character, I know the person, which is always a help. I didn't actually make the initial phone call because I need to thank his club, New York Red Bulls, for their cooperation, because obviously it was a very late call-up. They're in season. They could have made it probably a little bit more difficult for us in that time, so I allowed Graham Jones, performance director, to make the initial call to Lewis. And Graham started to explain the situation, and Lewis said, I'll stop you there, I'm coming. So that tells you a reaction, and it tells you how pleased he is to be in the squad.
And now it's over to you. What do you make of that, Lewis Morgan? Is that a surprise call-up? Is it one that's fully deserved? Did you expect it to be someone else? Do you have another name to suggest? Give us your thoughts on 0141 951 1025. Were you surprised, Mark Wilson, or not?
Not really. I think his name was in the fold. I think a couple of weeks ago we were chatting about him and Ryan Gold and all these other ones that were real outside chances. But to be honest, I don't know. I just get the impression that the MLS has forgotten about and not really looked upon. But Steve Clark saying there that they do look upon it favourably and he had every chance. And then I think that's slightly contradictory. You know, he had Ben Doak in there who hadn't kicked a ball for so many months, 4 or 5 months before that, and before Lewis Morgan, who's 16 appearances and 9 goals this season.
Ben Doak was called up though before Dykes got injured to maybe be his experience for, maybe go and experience the tournament, whereas now with Dykes being injured, he maybe needs a maybe more proven player.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Doak, by the way, looks exceptional every game I've seen him, but maybe that's his thinking. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it does answer that though, because it's I'm always fascinated by the reaction. You know, we're now down at, and this is going to sound really offensive to Lewis Morgan, it's not meant to be that way, but we're now at, you know, backup for backups for backups. Yeah. There is only so many players that you call upon, and I've seen a lot of kind of weird reaction to it, because as you say, people say, you know, Steve Clark, he always picks the same players. Well, clearly not, because Lewis Morgan's not been capped since the Peru and Mexico games that you played in. He always looks at the same leagues. Well, he doesn't, because he's gone and called him up from the MLS. So I just feel like, on the face of it, maybe you just got to give it a bit more of a chance than I've seen in some quarters.
Oh, look, without doubt, Lewis Morgan is a good player. I think he showed that his time in this country. But I think to go to the States, where the standard is so high now, you know, we're not talking about the States 10 years ago when they were just trying to make a name for themselves. Some of the greats of world football play their football there. So he's doing extremely well. And be interesting just to see where Steve Clarke has brought him in for. You know, he can play wide, he can play in the hole. We've seen him for Celtic playing right through the middle. So he can fill a number of positions. You just wonder if he'll be in the final cut, if he'll be in the squad. But Lewis Morgan is
Surely can't bring him from New York to send him home 2 days later.
I'd be pretty disappointed if I get brought all the way over. Got that phone call. Come on in to do an open training session, play Finland, and then go back to New York.
You never know.
He actually, because he wasn't even in time for the training session today. So
he's only in for the Finland game.
He'll be in. That would be the cruelest act of all time.
I hope he's got an open ticket back so he can just call up. No, he'll be fine. Look, I think he's a good player. And he's found it, like, he was never going to reject it, was he? When the call came, he must not be able to believe his luck, because to be on that plane, going to Germany, it's an incredible honour. And, you know, Ryan Gold might be, you know, he's the one that always gets mentioned as well. But Lewis Morgan has been in the squads, like Steve Clarke says. He's experienced it. And probably that's what swayed him more to Morgan than Gold.
Morgan's also very, like, he can play across the full four. The front four, if you were to go a back four and you get the maybe the one in the hole, he's both footed. I've seen that firsthand when in the Peru and Mexico trip. I think his left and right foot were exceptional, and he was only what, maybe 20 then, maybe. So I can only imagine he's got better. And obviously he's had a long time of consistency, over similar to Gold, being very consistent performer over in America. So I'm excited to see. I've not seen much of him recently, but I'm really excited to see how he does.
I'll get the inside track from someone who watches him all the time very soon. We've also got Andrew in Somerston on the line, who's been doing his research as well, by all accounts. Andrew, what did you make when you heard that today, Lewis Morgan's call-up?
Yeah, hi panel. I'd just like to say, I was actually over the moon to hear that Lewis was called up. I know he's obviously been through a lot of injury troubles since he's been at Red Bulls, and yeah, I'm happy that he's finally kind of found his feet. He's scoring goals and brilliant. Why not call him up?
Yeah, I mean, Mark, as we said, it's difficult to sort of remember like where we're at, because it's a good. We always have debate. He should be in and he shouldn't. But at this stage, there'll be an element of, you don't know what players are fit right now, or are available right now. You know, we were speaking about this last night, and sort of through the MLS season, Steve Clarke's talking about the process of making that call. There might be other guys that were in consideration that are away somewhere. You know, we are at that, it's that late a stage that you're having to try and find someone that ticks a lot of boxes, and it appears for, well, it certainly appears for Steve Clarke that Lewis Morgan does that.
And dependable in recent months. And when you look at Lewis Morgan, the games he's played in recent months, he's been there, he's in form. And you're right, you compare that to somebody who's maybe their season's finished 4 weeks ago, been in Ibiza for three of them. Are you going to really call them in? No, so you have to assess what you're actually getting when they arrive into the training session today, or into that game against Finland. You need something as complete as you're going to get, and Lewis Morgan ticked that box because the season's still ongoing.
I think that's the thing we always do, is we need to second guess, we need to make up the scenarios. But I'm just looking through the list here and trying to work out who I think could possibly not be on the plane. And there's injuries that people have had. Have they trained? How fully fit are they going to be for Germany? Are they more interested in the second game for them? Are they fully fit coming into the camp? We don't quite know everything, and again, the Scotland backroom staff are well equipped to deal with all these scenarios, and they'll know. And I'm sure when Steve Clarke's making all the decisions, he has the full picture. We just are unfortunate we don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, of course you can. Yeah,
I feel what was said is perfectly legitimate, and it's right. But we need somebody to score goals at the moment, and Lewis Ferguson come back from a long injury, and he's hit the ground running. So really need to look at who can put the ball in the net. And Lewis has to be one of them, the names in that hat, and I'm glad he's got his chance.
Yeah, because look, we don't yet know what that role looks like. It would be unthinkable because of the order of things. He's not going to go above Shea Adams in the pecking order. Probably won't go above Lauren Shankland in the pecking order. But then, you know, is it that sort of wider option off the bench that Ben Doak might have been, or is he seen as more of a, you know, a central attacking player? So it is just about trying to build that squad, isn't it?
Well, that's
to
it.
Give you all the options that you need
strength. We are certainly going to need it, you know, with the games we've got coming up. And Steve Clark might change things within the tournament. I mean, it looked like, did he change things when you were at the last Euros? Did he change things up within the system?
He didn't change too often, but again, the squad was very different. Like, I know there's now been injuries, but for example, the right back scenario was very rigid as a five, probably to accommodate maybe not having a right back maybe up to the level, so kind of protect him with me in a back three and then me off to the right.
Why are you so self-deprecating?
No, but
I don't like that.
These are things
you nearly scored against England, mate.
All of our other pundits are really arrogant and love themselves.
Nah, but these are factors.
Hold on a second.
That team, I'm going to educate you on the team you played in. That was to accommodate Kieran Tierney and Andy Robertson, not to protect
but,
you.
No, but that was a positive to it as well. Right. So, and then you go, right, then they get Patterson and Hickey, and you go, well, back four, we've got all Tierney, a few injuries,
but they
then
still
starts
play
to
that
become
same system. Again. So they're protecting Aaron Hickey now, aren't they? No.
What are you saying? Hickey's rubbish.
You fall into that. You can fall. We'd inherited that shit. Right.
Digging
but at the last Euros, Billy Gilmore didn't play the first game, did he? And then came in, and obviously was brilliant at Wembley.
So he changed things up a bit, and
he used to change the front two. It used to be a one or a two.
Yeah.
And against England, we went a front two with Adams and Dykes.
Yeah.
Which was a change. Now sometimes you'll go off back four or back five.
Yes. Thanks, Andrew, for kicking us off. You're in the hat for the tickets to the races, by the way. Let's elaborate a bit on that with Conroy, who's on. How are you?
How you doing, guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, all good. What are you thinking with the Lewis Morgan call up then?
Yeah, on that, to be honest, I was listening to your show from last night today. Mm-hmm. Good show as always, but the kind of debate on Steve Clark bringing players in. I think, firstly, Steve Clark's done a great job. He really has. But the one criticism I've had is he's never really looked at like the MLS for players doing well there. And I feel like this is not a dig at Lewis Morgan because he's done really well, but Ryan Gold has been outstanding. Last year, probably one of the players of the year in the MLS. Again, this season had similar stats to Lewis Morgan. He can play in multiple positions, played predominantly right wing this season, but he can play more centrally. So if you're looking for someone like that, I just feel like it's quite... shocking's too harsh a word, but I don't know how he never gets a looking. Like, because even before that, when he was in Portugal, he was thinking the player of the season and he was a captain when they just survived relegation. I forget the name of the team in the Algarve. And he was brilliant for them. I just feel like he can't do any more to get a cap. And I just think it's a little bit, if I'm him, I'm very frustrated tonight if I'm seeing Lewis Morgan is getting selected from that league and he never even gets a look in. And I just to raise that point. Mm.
You could also throw Johnny Russell into that. Johnny Russell had done really well, a bit older now. And Johnny had been in squads when I was first in. But look, I think when you move to the MLS as a player, you take, even although it's got better, it still has a stigma. It's not European football and there will always be a question mark around you. And if you're a manager, you're going to tournaments, it will give you doubt. And if you're not convinced on the player, or you have someone you think is maybe just as good or better playing in the English Championship or the English Premiership or Celtic or Rangers, for example, it becomes a risk you don't need to take. And I think that's maybe a decision when you choose to go. Like, if I chose to go to MLS, I would be thinking, okay, I hope I'm still in the Scotland squad, but
it might not happen.
Yes. So
guaranteed cast iron certainty that when Lewis Morgan was called up, this would open the floodgates for lots of Ryan Gold fans, which is fine. It's not a problem with that, but it was so obviously going to be the comparison mark. Yeah. Because for years people have said, why not Ryan Gold? I think we maybe are used to thinking of him as more of a kind of central midfield player or a central attacking midfield player. And it used to be a very easy answer then. Like, yeah, I'm sure he is good, but he's not as good as John McGinn and Scott McTominay and Ryan Christie and then Lewis Ferguson's emergence and so on. So that was never sorry to break Conroy's heart or others, that was never really a surprise to me that, yeah. that he didn't make the squad, if that's how you think of him. But you know, Conroy's telling us he's got similar stats to Lewis Morgan, can play this role and that role, and is obviously in the same league.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I can totally see the argument. And like I said a couple of weeks ago when we were chatting about Gold, I'm one of his biggest fans. The kid was out of this world.
Just when he was, nutmeg you when he was 15 or whatever it was.
Many times he did. But he was, remember when he broke onto the scene, I remember him at Fir Park against Motherwell one time. He was outstanding and he was just a special player. Technically, he's outstanding. So if you're looking for somebody who can take the ball in and keep the ball for you at the top end of the pitch, he would certainly tick those boxes. But look, he isn't going to oust McGinn or McTominay or anybody like that. But when you're down to the kind of bare bones in selection, I think he's every right to be a wee bit kind of disappointed that he didn't get a shout.
Yeah, this goes back to what we said earlier, where you're kind of debating or arguing over like the 26th man in the squad. So it's bound to be fine margins. Stephen Lewis Morgan wasn't in this initial squad. We'll never know if Ryan Gold was next in Stevie Clark's list just behind Lewis Morgan or not.
I think the positive is that, again, I've seen Lewis a wee bit more at kind of stats he's had recently, but if Ryan Gold's get similar, that's brilliant, and it's nothing but a positive for the Scottish selectors, the people that are scouting, and obviously the manager will have a big saying that. But he'll have a big bit of paper with all the players and what he thinks they bring, and he'll have, I don't know Ryan Gold one, but I remember when he broke in the scene, it was himself, Armstrong and Mackay Stephen was the kind of three off shifty, and I gave you the fear of death. And he was a top player, and I'm sure he still is a top player, but we're arguing over things that look good. They're not really important. It's disappointing for him. I can imagine how he'd be feeling. But let's focus on Lewis Morgan. He's been called up. He was a very good player, hopefully even better now. Let's hope the manager's made the right decision, and then in Germany has an impact.
Very quickly, Conroy, if you can. So do you think this means, does this show that Ryan Gold will never get this call up, or does it show that Steve Clark is at least willing to look at the MLS and that form means it might happen?
Yeah, I mean, you can take the positive from it. Definitely, he'll look at other avenues. I just feel like maybe the ship has sailed to Ryan Gold. Yeah. I just think it's too many moments where in Portugal and for Vancouver, where he really has had outstanding seasons and he's never even got a cap from that. So I think possibly the ship sailed with that one.
Good man, thank you very much. That was Conroy from Falkirk. I'm going to give you the inside track. A man who has seen lots of Lewis Morgan this season and recently, and we'll bring you that next.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Stephen O'Donnell and Mark Wilson are here on 0141-951-1025. We are talking whatever you want to talk about, but kicking off with the Scotland update, which is Lewis Morgan into the squad, and wondering what you made of it. There's been a lot of debate already. Let's bring in someone who has seen a lot more of Lewis Morgan than we have. Daniel Feuerstein is a reporter who covers the Red Bulls regularly. How are you, Daniel?
Good evening to you, and how are you?
All good here, all good. What are Scotland getting then? How is Lewis Morgan's form? What's he been like recently?
Lewis Morgan has been absolutely brilliant out on the pitch, gentlemen. You know, he is a major cog in the attack for the New York Red Bulls in Major League Soccer. He was sorely missed last year, out with injury the entire season. He did try to come back, but unfortunately he had another injury that really derailed his entire season. To see him score 9 goals and get a hat trick against Inter Miami earlier this year, sadly without Lionel Messi on the pitch because he was away due to Argentina call-up for World Cup qualifying, But to see him attacking down the flanks, scoring wonder goals, especially first goal of the season down in Houston, took advantage of a poor pass and just rifled a shot to the upper far corner down in Houston, just outside the area. Lewis Morgan has been lights out for the New York Rebels, not just with 9 goals, of course, but second on the club with 4 assists, just behind Belgian youth international Dante Van Zier.
So, certainly sounds good. So what type of role then, you said, you know, down the flanks, is he? He was certainly more of a winger when he played here in Scotland. Is he still operating in those wider roles?
He is, and occasionally he'll be down the center as well. Currently, Rebels play a 4-2-2-2 setup under Sandro Schwarz, our head coach at the New York Rebels. Now, when he returned in the first match of the season, he came off the bench due to because there was an injury to one of our players, and we thought he was going to be eased in back into a starting role at least. But since his first match of the season in Nashville to start 2024, he's taken over the starting spot. He's looked really impressive. And many of us have been saying, we were wondering when this call-up to Scotland will be coming, and it's right now.
Yeah, the debate, you maybe caught the end of it, Daniel, when you were hanging on the line. For years, lots of people in Scotland have said, why does Ryan Gold not get a call-up? And we often wonder if maybe the MLS is out of sight, out of mind for the Scotland manager. This call-up today for Lewis Morgan proves that that is not the case. Have you seen enough of Ryan Gold to, you know, assess how similar or how different the two players are and how they compare in the MLS?
I've seen a bit of Ryan. I think he is a very good player. I mean, at the same time, their manager in Vancouver, Vani Sartini, has done an excellent job of putting the Whitecaps into position to at least challenge for a playoff spot when we get to the fall over here in the U.S. and Canada. I think he's held the ball well. He's had some great opportunities to convert chances. I mean, he leads the Whitecaps with 7 goals himself. So I don't see why not Ryan Gold should not get a call-up for Scotland. Now, granted, Vancouver's on the western side of the North America and the western side of Canada, but still, look, if you're playing well and you're doing excellent, no matter if you're playing domestically in the Scottish Premier League or any of the Scottish leagues, or if you are, you know, away from Scotland, whether you're not in Europe, I think you deserve a call-up, at least to have a take a look at to see what you have, because you don't know what you have until you give him a shot.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Mark and Stephen. To go back to the previous caller, I just feel like we're maybe representing it in a slightly unfair way, this argument. Lewis Morgan and Ryan Gold are not the exact same type of player. So if Steve Clarke is looking for someone who has naturally got a bit more width because Ben Doak has dropped out the squad, then you probably would lean towards Lewis Morgan. I take the earlier points, caller, that Ryan Gold can operate wider, but we, you know, we have seen him. We've seen a lot of Ryan Gold in Scotland before he went. He's clearly, you know, I think he's not like the sort of direct winger that Lewis Morgan has been.
Yeah, I think Stephen, to be honest, has got a better grasp of this than me. He played against both of them. I only played with and against one Ryan Gold, but you've got a good
I think grasp obviously the two of them could have changed, right? 5-6 years is a long time in football, but Ryan Gold was a 10. Ridiculously talented left foot, vision, awareness, dominating the ball. He was unlocking the door. Are we going to need to be doing huge amounts of that in the three group games? Are we going to have 60-70%? It's not a Northern Ireland at home where you maybe could have done with that maybe extra bit of quality, if that's still Ryan Gold's style. But Lewis, I seen Lewis, I was in the Peru and Mexico camp, and he's got pace to burn, he's direct, he's confident, so he'll go and he'll go again trying to get at you. He can use both feet. Again, if all these are his attributes, or even better, they've got better, then I certainly think he'll be a very useful
addition. So Daniel, based on what you've seen, you think although this is a late call-up, this, you know, Lewis Morgan will seize this opportunity and could have a bit of an impact for Scotland this summer?
Oh, absolutely. I think, look, if you want my personal opinion, obviously it's not going to happen. I feel Lewis Morgan is a starter, but I could see the manager using him as a substitute if you're down a goal or two, because Lewis Morgan will be an impactful sub. He could also start down the flanks. Look, he's very dangerous with the ball. He's crafty on the pitch. I can tell you, he assisted on Emil Forsberg, the Swedish international, on the second goal of the match against Charlotte FC last week in midweek. Took advantage of a poor attempt by the center back to try and head the ball away. He missed the ball. Lewis Morgan was right there, got a hold of it, made a nice, solid pass across the pitch and got Forsberg into a scoring opportunity, and he did convert for the second of the match. I really think, you know, Lewis Morgan can be that player that will excite a lot of Scottish fans out there when the national team is out on the pitch during, whether it's a friendly, a World Cup qualifier, even when you're going into the Euros this summer.
Brilliant. Daniel, thank you very much. Thanks for giving us the inside track. Much appreciated.
No problem at all, gentlemen. Good luck with the Euros this summer.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully see you guys at Red Bull Arena if you're over there.
Sounds good to me.
Very nice. That's an invite.
That's an invite.
Is that Mark,
if you ask me. I think we've been invited. Thank you to Daniel Feuerstein. Reports on the New York Red Bulls. Knows lots about Lewis Morgan. And now so do you. What more could you need? Well, that's us. We're up to speed. I think we know. I'm excited. He's starting for me now.
Everybody knows. And inside out, Lewis Morgan. I mean, Daniel was saying he's a starter. Stephen was telling us about the camps he was involved in. And just off air there, telling us how good technically he is with both feet. Everything we need to know about. But look, I think Daniel's right. It's important that we see these guys in the football match together. So the guys that have been kind of drafted in are not a lot of minutes in the squad. Surely we're going to see them tomorrow night at some stage. You'd like to think so.
Daniel's actually from Drumchapel, by the way. We just sort of stitched you all up there and got him to put on an accent. I'm only kidding.
Very good accent.
I'm only kidding. He's from New Jersey. He knows his stuff. He's right there and about it.
The enthusiasm was... I think
you don't get that in Drumchapel.
I wanted more of the Americanisms, though. Like he kicked it straight into the onion bag or something. I was hoping for more of that. But no, seriously, it was good. One thing to ask you, Stephen, based on your experience, though, how... I'm not sure damaging is the right word, but how behind is Lewis Morgan, because we know Steve Clarke is quite set in his ways and has had a lot of continuity. You know, how important is having been there and done it under him? He needs players, so he was bound to call up someone new at some point. But
I think it's more beneficial for defenders,
right,
to be in and around it, because the kind of, if there's any slight tweaks, how he likes them to move positionally, picking up all these Austin McPhee with set pieces, all these things are maybe a bit more, whereas a winger kind of attacking player can come in with a bit more freedom. Obviously maybe in the press, however the manager likes to do it now, but I think it'd have been nicer if he was in earlier, but I don't think it'll be a make or break. I don't see him starting.
So attackers would still have that freedom to, you know, you're going on for 10-15 minutes. The lack of sort of working with Steve Clarke recently is not...
For that kind of a flair player that Lewis Morgan is, certainly was, I don't see it being a massive issue. Yeah. I think you would obviously rather be working with him every day so you can maybe see, okay, can I put him on for 20 minutes? Can I put him off the left? Can I put him off the right? See kind of a closer eye over him to where you think he can play well for you. But I don't see it being a massive issue for him coming on and having an impact.
It's because you'll know well how big a blow is no Lyndon Dykes.
It's a big blow. I think it's just for options, for continuity. I think Lyndon...
Does he play a big role defensively as well with set pieces and stuff?
All over. He brings a I don't want to say directness, but see if he wasn't to start, he comes on and you know you're getting the game plan's changing. He starts, right, you've got this guy you can hit. He'll work his backside off for you. And he also is obviously good in his own box.
I feel like I've seen that a lot. I feel like I've seen Lyndon Dykes clear the ball from our own box a lot.
So you can, it's kind of like Harry Kane does it for England as well. Like they're good in the air. These guys are good in both boxes, and he'll be a loss. And he's also a good character. He's been in the squad now for over 4 years, mm-hmm, and played a lot of games. But again, you've got Shea Adams, you've got Lorne Shankland, who'll be looking to capitalise and hopefully. One of them, both of them will be kind of filling his boots and and doing well.
Hopefully you're sold, you're confident after Daniel's glowing report on Lewis Morgan. Give us a call, let us know what you think. There are also some suggestions here. I see the Scottish Sun have got an article adding to the reports earlier. Craig Gordon and John Souter look to be the two that are going to miss out, according to this. And I wonder if that is going to be confirmed as the case very soon. What would you make of that? Would that be the right call for you? Let us know, and I'll tell you about this first. Clyde One. Win a quarter of £1 million. Tomorrow's the day. A life-changing phone call worth £250,000. You'd just about be able to fund a good trip to the Euros off that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I think a couple of days anyway with the ticket prices.
And apparently, that is the same, coincidentally, that's the same amount that Stephen O'Donnell got for signing his new Motherwell contract this week. Incredible. Who would have thought it? It will sort your summer right out though. So if you enter, please enter now before you forget, because you're running out of time. The entry could win you £250,000. Text YES to 61025. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com for £2 or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and all the rules for this network competition are on the website. Lines close 5 p.m. tomorrow when we make the call. There is no phrase or amount to remember. You don't have to pick up within the five rings. Just answer your phone and the £250,000 will be in your bank account within an hour of the call. So I'm thinking that sounds like the money will be in your bank by the time we play Beat the Pundit. That sound about right?
Wow.
Must be something along those lines. So for your chance to win £250,000, text YES to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Stephen O'Donnell are here. 0141 951 1025. We are reacting to the news that Lewis Morgan has been called up to the Scotland squad. He's only got two caps. They were a long time ago. They were back in 2018. You remember that trip to Mexico and Peru? It launched the Scotland career of Stephen O'Donnell, who's joining us tonight. Lewis Morgan has had to wait quite some time to get another cap, if he indeed does. He's been in squads in that time. So I suppose we wait and see what role, if any, he plays against Finland and then at the Euros. Reports this evening suggesting strongly that Craig Gordon and John Souter will be the two that are cut from the provisional squad. I don't think a goalkeeper and a centre back is that surprising in itself, but maybe the names in particular surprise you. I don't know, you can tell us. Brody is going to do just that. Brody's a Hearts fan, so I think I know the way this is going to go. Brody, take it away.
Afternoon, boys, how are you doing?
Good, you?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, a bit bewildered actually. Just looking at the sort of news, rumours, hoping that the rumours coming out this afternoon, especially about obviously Craig Gordon. And that was really what I wanted to speak to you guys about, was the sort of what your opinions and views were on that decision. So just from a sort of, I guess a bit of a biased Hearts perspective, I appreciate that Steve Clarke's obviously going to stick with Angus Gunn. That's what the squad's been used to over the last while, which I think... an argument. Naismith's also done the same at Hearts, in terms of sticking with Xander Clarke, which has been good. It brings that sort of stability to the back four and the team and stuff. But I cannot for the life of me understand if these rumours are true that Craig Gordon is not involved in this European Championships, and Liam Kelly's going to be in there before him.
Would you have taken four, or would you accept the three, but you would have swapped Craig Gordon for William Kelly?
100%, yeah. I think four goalkeepers to a tournament is unnecessary. I mean, realistically, unless something goes terribly wrong, the only keeper that's going to pull a shirt is Angus Gunn, which I don't disagree with. As I said, I've seen it at Hearts this season with Clarke. Now, I'd actually go to the point of saying that I think Craig Gordon is a better goalkeeper than Xander Clarke. He brings a certain stability, and there's a confidence around like Tynecastle, certainly from my perspective, that when Craig Gordon plays, he just gives you that wee bit extra. Now, hats off, I think Xander Clarke's been brilliant for us, but not an answer to your question. I don't think four deep goalkeepers is necessary, but certainly Gordon over Kelly, and arguably I think he is also a better goalkeeper than Clark, so he'd actually be my second choice.
Not that anyone cares, Mark. Yeah. Around, no, not Brody's point. What I'm about
that
to say
was quite hard.
That was just my preempting my own statement. At the turn of the year, I really didn't think Craig Gordon was going to go. I just thought it's such an easy out. He just hasn't played football, and he's been brilliant, and he's just not played. He then started to wonder from March to the end of the season. The second half of the season, he played seven times. You know, started off in the cups in January and February and March, and then got his Premiership appearances towards the end of the season. Did that change anything for you? What do you make of that suggestion tonight that it will be Craig Gordon who drops out?
I'm pretty disappointed. I'm with Brody in this one. I sort of agree with everything that Brody says there. I think Hearts were doing everything they could to give Craig Gordon the chance for game time to prove that he should be in the squad, and I think they would have been in dialogue with Steve Clarke about that, and he's ended up in this squad. So then I look at why is he in the squad just now, because he's a very good goalkeeper, he's back fit and he's played some games, okay, not a lot of games, but he's still an outstanding goalkeeper. That's why he's in the squad. So if I'm then assessing him, between him and the others, look, Gunn's going to start, like Brody says, and he'll probably start every game unless he does get injured, like Brody says also. But if I'm looking for my best backup, I think Craig Gordon's in there, and I don't think this
can he still be considered ahead of Xander Clarke though in that pecking order?
Look, Xander Clarke's played all season. He's been the number one in the important games.
Xander Clarke's in. Then they're at the same club, so it's really easy to compare them.
Yeah, because Stephen Naismith has played one over the other. Again, I think that'll be interesting next season, how that looks. But in terms of the third choice goalkeeper, sorry to say it, but I think William Kelly's not had his best season. He might have a very good season next year for wherever he ends up, but I think if you've got a third choice goalkeeper and you're wanting experience and you're wanting somebody a wee bit different, I think Craig Gordon has been that outstanding in years gone by that he deserved to be in that squad.
So you wouldn't have taken four either?
I wouldn't have taken
right
four
to cut one.
No.
I thought about the four.
Yeah,
because I thought that in training, so obviously you don't normally get 26, so you've got two extras. You bring an extra keeper. I know that you might say that, but the training, you've got shooting after training. Sometimes the goalies are sore, they don't want to do it. I know it's like
Steve Clarke did say all this.
It's a luxury. It's a luxury, but you normally have 24, 23, I think, was it not? So why do you need? So I thought maybe he'd bring four just for the point of Craig Gordon brings experience, whether we need him as number two. But these two, Kelly and Clarke, are my future with Gunn.
So it won't upset any of them?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. But obviously, if the reports are true, I'm miles off it.
So what do you make of that then? Is that difficult for you? You've played with Craig Gordon at Scotland, you played with Liam Kelly up until a month ago. What is that, how you thought it would go?
No, I thought it'd have been four. And then
You can't take four goalkeepers.
No, I understand.
You cannot. I mean,
but by the way, I thought he was going to, because as Stephen said, it was as if he was advertising the fact Steve Clarke was saying in interviews, all that stuff, I might take four, and it's good for training. Because, as Stephen said, the squad had been extended. It's not like we've got loads of amazing outfield players that you're turning away.
People are getting injured. He's then thinking, well, okay, then. I think it would have been really harsh if Liam or Xander had missed out for Craig, but equally Craig has how many caps? 48, something like 40. I think he's nearly 50.
Yeah. I thought he had more than that as well.
Or is it injury,
it might be actually more, is it?
I still think he's an outstanding goalkeeper.
I think it's more than that, and he's trying to chase. I think he was trying to get to
He's 74,
right? He's trying to get to a record. There was something he was trying to get to, I'm sure. Sorry, I got miles off.
You're only 30 out, that's fine. But you fit in here, no problem.
And he brings that experience and calmness. I'm sure he's been there, done that, albeit he didn't play in the Euros last time, but it's a very hard call, and I'm glad I'm not the manager.
Very quickly, we can argue about this more, we'll elaborate more. I suppose you knew him well also, Brody. John Souter appears to be the other player who misses it out. Was it always likely to be a centre back, or what did you make of that one?
I think in terms of with the injuries that they've had, having to bring in these other few more youngsters and stuff, I do think that the centre half is probably the right option in terms of the sort of numbers that we've got there. whether it's Suter or not, I mean, since he left Hearts, I've not really kept up much, to be honest with you.
Dead to you when he leaves your club.
But no, listen, I think it was always going to be a centre-half, and if it is Suter, then fair enough. But yeah. I can see the reason why he's taken out one of the centre-halves. But certainly the Gordon one, I don't think it is going to be a rumour. I think it will probably be true. But in terms of the experience that he brings, especially these youngsters coming in to the team, I just don't see it. And I actually wonder if the Liam Kelly move to Rangers is a factor. I don't know if that's maybe part of the reasoning why he goes to the...
Stephen will know more than me. Funnily, I've just saw a tweet suggesting the same thing. And I know we love this stuff.
Why would that have anything to do with it?
Knowing Steve Clarke, how would that play any part in his decision making, knowing the way his mind works?
Yeah, because he thinks he really wants to please all the Rangers fans and bring Liam Kelly, so he's definitely going. For all the things I think you could argue about, that's a terrible shout.
Honestly, but Brody's not alone. I can see if it wasn't for, I don't really get it either, and especially Steve Clarke, because he seems, in the nicest way, pretty stubborn. I don't think that would sway him anyway, but we never know. Thanks to Brody. What do you think? It looks like Craig Gordon and John Suter are the two that will have the heartbreak of missing out late on. Not confirmed, but that's the suggestion this evening. And of course, the big news, Lewis Morgan is in the squad. We've given you the inside track on him. If you've anything else, it doesn't need to be international football related. Pick up the phone, but we play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Have you ever played Beat the Pundit before? I know you've been in a few times.
I think I have, and I was brutal.
Were you? Good. Lee Miller was in last night and he was dreading it, like properly nervous, and ended up with a victory.
Lee's a confident boy as
well. No, he was... You know what he was?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, absolutely. But he won in the end. So let's see what you're capable of tonight. It's 01419511025, and the lines close at 7.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Stephen O'Donnell are in the building. We are reflecting on the news today. Big news, I think, that Lewis Morgan has been called up to the Scotland squad to help with those attacking injuries. So we're still wondering what you make of that, if you're happy with that news or not, or if you've got another name that you would have included instead. There is an inevitable "where is Ryan Gold" debate amongst Ryan Gold fans out there as well, by the looks of things. So keep those thoughts flowing in if you would. And then, really interesting, heartbreaking potentially for the two names. It's yet to be confirmed, but strong suggestions this evening. I can see an article in the Scottish Sun and others that John Suter and Craig Gordon are the two really unfortunate ones who are going to be cut from the provisional squad and won't go to the Euros. Again, is that the right call? Would you have cut other people? All your thoughts, please. And as always, it doesn't need to be international football. Maybe you're one of those who's just already looking at the calendar for the return of domestic stuff and you want to talk transfers or whatever it is. Pick up the phone and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. Mark Wilson, it's at that stage in the table. You know, after the split, when maybe Motherwell found themselves as an example where you can't go any higher.
Yeah,
that's you. Even a win tonight, it's a dead rubber for you. You can't go any higher in the table.
Uninspiring,
apparently,
to be honest. That's put a dampener on things. Really,
I don't know how this really works out, because Lee Miller played last night.
he's top of the league.
Played 100%. He's top of the league.
That's unfair.
What's up with that?
I'm starting to sound like Gordon Dale. That is unfair.
But no, there are others on 100%, of course. Roger Hannah, the big Andy hitters. Halliday, Kenny Miller.
They have the superpowers.
And it might be Stephen O'Donnell. Who knows who plays tonight?
Did you win the last game?
It was 3 years ago. I think it was three years ago.
Don't try and pretend you can't remember.
Don't flip the coin. We'll just let him play. He seems up for it.
Gordon get big time in the time, and he just doesn't speak to me anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Every time you ask this guy to come on the show, he's got daddy daycare issues.
Aye, you got loads of kids.
Every time I speak to him, he's got another child. So don't blame me.
COVID, try to get in a football team.
I didn't have a club and Sky ran out during COVID.
It's swimming lessons, or it's this or it's that. So don't come for me because you've not been on in a couple of years. Anyway, right, let's speak to Ross, who's in Oban. How's it going, Ross?
Evening, Gordon. How are we getting on?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm not bad.
Have you ever played before?
No, it's my first time.
Good.
So.
I like that. Because Mark's not a great season.
Veteran. Ross.
I think you're finishing the season not too badly.
Strongly.
But I wouldn't say a great start to the season.
That, I think.
You're quite
right, Ross. I say, Ross, because it's been a good week for Oban with Bob McIntyre.
We had a guy from Oban on last night as well, and of course, I just had
two guys from Oban on.
Do you know Bob McIntyre? So I suppose I have to ask Ross. Ross, do you know him?
I do. Well, he's an athlete at Closet, he's from. So you know
the grass cutter?
Yes, yeah.
His dad? Brilliant.
Do you really know him, or are you just saying because you're in the vicinity? No,
there can't be that many people in Oban.
Yes, prove it.
I know him, but I don't know him that well now.
I love that. Did you see him? He was back on the lawnmowers yesterday.
Brilliant, eh? What a guy.
Brilliant, I loved it. Anyway, right, let's enough about the two nights in a row we've spoken golf on here. It's weird. Heads, it will be Mark Wilson. Tails, it will be a very nervous looking Stephen O'Donnell.
Come on, be tails.
Ah, oh, it's a let off. It's a heads.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Right, I'll have to take care of Ross.
Right, okay, let's give Mark some greatest hits radio to listen to so that he can't hear us. And Ross, you should know the drill, but yep. I'll tell you anyway. 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can. If you want to pass and move on, that's fine. You don't need to necessarily guess an answer, okay? Good man. 30 seconds then, on the clock, and your time starts now. Which MLS player was called up to the Scotland squad today?
Lewis Morgan.
Name either of the Welsh members of Rangers first team squad.
Robbie Matondo.
Who won Euro 2020?
Italy.
How many times has David Gray acted as caretaker manager of Hibs?
Twice.
Who was the Scotland manager the last time we played Finland?
Strachan.
Which country got the most points in Euro 2024 qualifying?
Portugal.
Which Spurs player was cut from the England squad today?
James Maddison.
Okay, let's bring back Mark Wilson.
Were you not listening to any questions?
No.
I was going to ask you the music.
I'm duty bound to tell you what if your partner, and I'm sure you're delighted to have Stephen with you, but yes. Your original partner in crime, right. If he was here, and we need to talk about him later, because he's really been annoying me over the last few days.
Okay.
But if Gordon Dale was here, he would tell you that Ross is good.
Really?
And then you can choose whether to believe that or not, okay. And how that affects the nerves.
I don't know. I think if you phone in from Oban, all the way from Oban, you've got to be half decent.
What do you mean? It's a phone. It doesn't matter how many, like, it doesn't matter
it
where
costs more from Oban, is it not?
We phone them back.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you think people just hang on the line all night?
Right, let's go then.
Reverse charge this call to Oban. Right, 30 seconds on the clock to Mark Wilson, and his time starts now. Which MLS player was called up to the Scotland squad today?
Lewis Morgan.
Name either of the Welsh members of Rangers first team squad.
Matondo.
Who won Euro 2020?
Italy.
How many times has David Gray acted as caretaker manager?
Four.
Of Hibs? Who was the Scotland manager the last time we faced Finland?
Alex McLeish.
Which country got the most points in Euro 2024 qualifying?
Spain.
Which Spurs player was cut from the England squad today?
Madison.
Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has become the manager of which side?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Okay.
That was good.
Do you know that?
No, but that was
Van Bronckhorst.
Ross, having heard the opposition, what do you think?
Well, I've seen him embarrass himself a couple of times at Ibrox. I thought, I think I done all right.
I love it. Ross is just going shots fired because you might win, but he doesn't care. He's just going.
He's just gave
it
to me there.
He's right though.
Is it going to be 2-0?
Are you a Ranger supporter for Oban?
Uh huh.
Where was Daniel Kuzan? Was that Ibrox?
No, that was
that Celtic Park?
Embarrassed myself at Celtic Park on that occasion.
Anyway, let's find out which MLS easy one. Which MLS player was called up to the Scotland squad? Lewis Morgan. Name either of the Welsh members of the Rangers first team squad. You both went Robbie Matondo or Tom Lawrence.
Lawrence. I said Lawrence.
So two all. You both got Euro 2020. Italy were the winners. I mean, it was played in 2021. That will forever annoy me, I think. But
yeah,
did someone not go viral for getting a Euro 2021 tattoo? And it's not called that, but they just played it.
Did they?
I think so. Anyway, I digress.
Quite unique.
Three all at this point in time.
Don't like the sound of this.
David Gray has been caretaker manager of Hibs four times.
Jeez,
Ross.
Well played.
Mark Wilson gets it.
Ross, no, get that
twice.
Double that, Ross.
Steady,
four.
Steady. Because the worst answer of the night. How could Spain have got the most points when we humiliated them in our group?
Who was it? England or something?
Portugal.
He didn't get that.
Ross got it.
How did you get that, Ross?
That was just a guess, eh?
Oh, was what? You guessed Portugal?
He answered really confidently as well. I thought this guy's a genius. They get 30 points.
How? Right, okay. We're level.
Which Spurs player was cut from the England squad today? James Maddison. You just got it, Mark Wilson.
Yeah, and what about Ross?
He got it as well. Sorry, I missed out the Finland question, but none of you got it. That's why I don't feel bad. It was Craig Brown, way back 1998, last time.
Oh no, it comes into this.
A warm up for the World Cup last time we played Finland.
Right, okay.
Were you in that squad, Mark?
Standing. It's not as old as you think. When we'll get to that in a minute, believe me. Ross is out of questions.
Oh, is he?
You had the chance to win.
Right, good. Because
Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, the manager of Besiktas.
Did he?
Yeah. So didn't Jose Mourinho will be at Fenerbahce. He'll be an interest. Did you not see this? No?
No.
Good to see you across your world of football, guys.
Right, a draw. Well done, Ross.
A 5-all high scoring
game. Entertaining for everybody listening that.
A real end of season exhibition. It does mean that we're going to the tiebreaker.
I've heard that before.
Probably. I don't know if we have.
You listen often, Ross?
I do
like
it quite a bit.
Right, we've got a habit of repeating tiebreaker questions because no one can remember which ones we've used or not.
Hey, go for it. Ross, be honest, have you heard this?
Oh, this is ludicrously hard.
A bit of annoying, though, because I did know the Van Bronckhorst one, so I wish I got to
speed.
That one.
It's all about speed, Ross. See, that's how it impacts the game. Fair play to anyone who can even get close on this. Between 2012 and 2020, Celtic won 9 Premiership titles. How many points did they get in that time? So 9 titles. How many points did they get? Mark Wilson, write it down. It would just be a quick average to give it a go. Quickly write it down.
No.
Okay.
No,
what are you going for, Ross?
Wait, what years did you say?
Oh, hold on a minute.
It's 9 titles.
He's counting them up.
No, between 2012 and 2020, Celtic won 9 titles. How many points?
10 years they're getting 12.
Oh, you've just gave it away what I've wrote.
What do you think, Ross? Quick.
650.
He's miles.
Oh, it's close.
Is he? Oh Jesus.
I don't need the calculator. I always hate when we do these ones because in case I get the number crunching wrong. Mark's gone 1200.
Aye, a bit high, I think.
The caller Ross went 650.
Right.
One of you is 154 out. The other one's nearly 400 out. So it's Ross that's done.
Ross!
804 points. There we go. Well done. So Mark, think about what you just said.
I know.
10 years out.
Again, like a hunter.
So 9 titles. It's well over 100 points every season.
I didn't realise that when I wrote it down, but I couldn't take it back. Well done, Ross.
120 points every season.
Well, that's in my eyes, they've always been brilliant.
It would have been that if the ref hadn't robbed
us. Exactly. It was SFA refs.
Honestly,
all the VAR decisions.
Well done, Ross. Get that signed ball down the golf club and show off who's the real winner from Oban. Forget Bob McIntyre and his Canadian Open. Well done.
Cheers, lad.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Well done.
New stuff. Well, he knew his stuff, Ross. If he gets 5 and he knew the Van Bronckhorst, he would have got 6. He deserved to win.
By the way, what a move for Van Bronckhorst.
Yeah, really good. And I have to say, when I saw that other question, it just reminded me, you know, I love Scotland so much and I don't really like to bum up them and the other side, you know, and speak about the riches that they have. But if England are able to cut Jack Grealish, James Maddison, Harry Maguire, etc. from the squad, and we're arguing here about whether that player for the MLS should come in or less, that's not to say that it's as simple as that. Football's not played on paper, and when we win the Euros, it will make it even sweeter. But seriously,
quite ridiculous.
Jack Grealish.
Grealish. I can't believe Grealish got dropped.
Well, listen,
I was talking to Chris Powell yesterday. I was on a show and Chris Powell was in, and he was assistant the Euro 2020, and I was chatting to him when it came up. I was like, Kyle Walker was in the stand against us.
No way.
Was he actually?
That's
a lot. Kyle Walker was in the stand, Reece James played, and Trippier was on the bench. And I remember going, how am I playing here?
Oh, hey, you put the shackles on them.
Honestly, Walker in the stand.
But listen, maybe there is something in this. Maybe after getting booted up the backside at the last Euros. Jack Grealish head still gone. He just hates the Euros. After this man,
he sorted him out, didn't he?
Smashed him from the halfway line.
Aye, you took care of him, mate.
You put him up in the air and effectively ended his Euros career because he's not even made this tournament.
Poor Jack. Ah, he's going to be struggling now.
I think he's at home tonight going, I wonder what that Stephen O'Donnell's up to.
Aye.
He's on where? With who?
He's watching it on his Concord.
But there we go.
Unbelievable. But I'm the same as you. I don't like giving too much credit. They've got to be up there with the favourites. I fear the worst this summer.
Like Harry Maguire's been a bit, you know, whatever. He's always been better for England though than he has at club. So, but that didn't surprise me. But if Jack Grealish can't make the Euros,
I know. I mean, he's playing for one of the best teams in the world, and just
options.
I did see the other day there was somebody put up the like four French teams.
Oh no, they're
and
a joke,
the French, I think, could be even
pretty strong,
better because they've kind of got more continental feel. They've got all over.
They'll start fighting though halfway through it. They always do, don't they? And there's always a walkout somewhere.
Anyway, do you know what I liked when Mark Wilson? We were talking about France 98 and Stephen O'Donnell, obviously acknowledging how old Mark Wilson is, but probably unknowingly, you were asking him if he was in that squad. It's quite a good week for it because did you know Mark celebrated a big birthday yesterday?
Oh. Yeah.
Very big birthday yesterday. And you know, I don't like to mention birthdays on the show too often, but I think when it's a
60th
steady.
When it's a big birthday, I feel like we have to acknowledge it. So happy 40th, Mark Wilson.
Thank you.
I hope you had a good day. We got you a cake. Yeah. I think hopefully it comes into the studio round about now.
We don't
actually know, right, if we're allowed to light candles in here. Well, and we're about to find out. But there we go.
You shouldn't have went to all the hassle of getting that Victoria sponge.
Would you look at that? Excuse me, look at those 40 candles. I pushed the boat out for you today.
It's just made my day.
I can't believe you're laughing at this cake.
I'm laughing because I would cry otherwise.
I think
the lack of effort has been into that.
Excuse me.
I mean, I thought I was going to get a big triple tier, number.
Listen, there was method to my madness. We needed a bit. Hugh Keevans doesn't like chocolate.
Of course.
Whatever's left over tonight, albeit it is pretty small.
It's only getting split three ways and that'll be gone.
We'll go to Hugh tomorrow and I spent all the rest of the money in your present.
Did you get me a present as well?
Before you become too ungrateful.
Oh, thanks.
You need to blow out your candles. You need to wish for Scotland to win the Euros.
I hope you put my name on a card.
You owe me a tenner for this, by the way. I genuinely don't know if we're about to
set the
fire alarm off.
Right, am I opening this?
Of course.
Just now.
The live stream.
Right, I'll open the card first.
That's incidental.
Right. I don't need the card.
Who cares about the card?
Oh, look at this.
More than a tenner, will you?
The people that is listening in, look at that. The New Scotland away shirt. It's a real favourite of mine. I really
like
that.
You're gonna look good in that in Germany.
That's
see with your wee sunburnt face.
I'm gonna check something.
You like that?
Tight. I know he's tight, do you know why? Because I went in and bought one and it was an extra tenner for the badges and I said
I was getting them the badges.
I'm going to get those badges myself.
No,
I'll be the closest thing I get to the Euros ever.
I was the same. I went in 2 days ago from Uncle and I bought one.
To be fair, I don't buy many football. How expensive are football strips? There's nothing worse than buying somebody a present then moaning about it.
I am well chuffed at that. Thank you very much, Gordon. Thank you.
You might need to change it for a bigger size.
Maybe.
You are looking quite slim these days. So happy 40th.
I'm really pleased with that. Thank you.
We hope it was was it a good day yesterday?
It was brilliant. Spent it at a spa.
That's a foreign thing to do, isn't it?
Getting massaged. I don't get massages like this guy every day at club level.
Do you think we get that, Mother?
Of course you do.
Oh. Just because you spent your full career injured. That's not the way it works for everybody else.
I mean, the masseurs at Celtic got in like a house on fire. So I don't get that now.
Marco might not remember this, but I remember him doing the 4-4s in the treadmill and I was in the gym.
I used to love 4-4s.
Because I was out for like 9 months with my heart and I was watching you doing
rehab. Oh, you were a kid at Celtic at the time.
And you were doing like level 20 in the
I'm not as quick as that.
You heard he's back in the treadmill.
I'm back.
Have you
back
not heard the news? He's doing 18-minute 5Ks in the treadmill.
I had the treadmill
at age of 40. I'm impressed with him.
I set myself a challenge to get it below 18 before I was 40.
Well,
I made it.
That's ridiculous.
You got sub 18 minutes.
Monday. Aye.
That's outrageous. I hate praising you, but that is.
Thanks. Thank you. Got to keep fit, mate. You've got all this to come. It's
easy.
See, it's not all about just kicking Grealish at the Euros. Got to look after
yourself
when you retire.
There's not under 17, I'm not interested.
17, are you a 17?
Round the duchy.
Are you?
What was good was you won't know the duchy, it's in Mullow. But
a wee park behind his house.
There's a wee hill, but there's also you need to back
come up.
So it's a circuit. It's four laps of that.
17 minutes. That's good.
I think it was like 16.
That was in the Euros. You can't do that now. I've seen 01419511025. We didn't set the fire alarm off yet, thanks to Mark Wilson's candles. That's good news. Give us a call and we'll get you on next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 01419511025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Stephen O'Donnell are tucking into the no expenses spared Sainsbury's Victoria Sponge, reduced because it goes out of date tomorrow.
Yellow sticker, my favourite.
For his birthday.
I do like it.
Actually, right, so a couple of things. That was just a joke. It wasn't yellow stickered. I should have looked for one. Someone just reminded me because I took a whole 2 days off last week or whatever compared to the 8 weeks I usually get. I'm not bitter about it, honestly. The Euros will be brilliant. And I forgot while I was off, someone messaged me to say, what's Mark Wilson all about? I've just seen him like raiding the yellow sticker aisle 100% at the supermarket. Like,
magnificent. You ever do that?
No, I've never.
Marks and Spencer's, mate. Especially at Christmas
time.
I
was going to say the Champions League money's obviously dried up, but then he's balanced
M&S,
M&S
that
show,
balances.
So, I don't know.
The bakery in M&S was too dangerous. It's the cookies and all that.
Good in there.
Exactly. Right. Big news on the club front today, mostly from Edinburgh, and the Hibs have got a new manager in David Gray. So if you have any thoughts on that, please do. You want to keep going Scotland, please do. And let's give these guys a question first. No, I'm not getting my dramatic question music tonight. No, we're just ditching that.
The full-time teaser with Universal Interiors, approved by Trust the Trader. Kick off your home improvement in style.
That producer is sitting in there stuffing his face with Victoria sponge and forgot to press the button. It must be something like that. Correct, I'm sure of it. I think this is really easy question tonight on the full-time teaser. Thanks to Michael Pryor for sending it in. Can you name the seven managers, it includes caretakers, but whatever, seven managers of Celtic or Rangers who've won the European Cup / Champions League as a player? So you need to be a pretty big hitter to have done that. So can you name the seven managers of Celtic or Rangers who've won the European Cup or Champions League as a player?
Van Bronckhorst.
Correct. Now the manager of
Billy McNeil.
Beziktas.
Billy McNeil. One more guess.
Wim Janssen.
Yes, I think that's maybe the hard one as well. 1970 Feyenoord. Right, we'll leave it there. We'll get the rest as we go on. And fulltime at Clyde1.com is the email address. Let's bring in Matt, who's on the line. How are you, Matt?
I'm disappointed. I had my four pair of boots off. Probably think Stevie Clark was going to call me up since he's struggling for a striker.
Matt, you would have been top of my list. I would have been saying Tommy Conway who. But what do you make of who's got the nod ahead of you?
Well, the Lewis Morgan, the young boy Morgan, I mean, they all done this when they bung Billy Gilmour in for the last Euros and they played outstanding against England. You've got to get into your toolbox and get all the tools available. And he's a young boy, I think he'll give 100% and try hard the same as Billy Gilmour done against England. So I wouldn't write him off when people are doubting him. You know what I mean? And the tweets are going on about Kelly going to Rangers, that's how he's in the Scotland squad. We had this a couple of weeks ago with the Celtic supporters. One guy was on slating everyone that was in the Scotland squad. Ryan Jack, Suter, Boots shouldn't be there, shoot this shouldn't be there. All Rangers players, these Celtic supporters need to they win the league, let them go, mate. It's Scotland we're supporting now. Come on, it's Scotland.
So you love it. To be fair, that was a Hearts fan. And look, I don't even think we need to dignify. There's not a serious debate to be had there. John Souter apparently has been cut from the Scotland squad and he's a Rangers player. So the Liam Kelly maybe going to Rangers thing, not
good. That's the balance it off though, because obviously he can't let do.
Even by our mad standards on this show, I think we'll leave that one be. However, I quite like Matt's optimism to a point. I don't know about the comparison. Look, Billy Gilmore, we hoped would be a wonder kid at that point and he's kind of on that path and he was young and he came in and was great. I think Lewis Morgan's is different. I don't know if Lewis, but in general, but you know, like why are we, there is a lot of negativity around, I think, where there doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, and the goal thing coming up again, it doesn't really need to be discussed. Morgan's doing well and he's been in this country, so we've all got to look at him in this country. He played for Celtic, he played in European games, so we know what he can do. But I think Stephen said it earlier, he's taking his game to a different level. And he's playing in a good league now, so I think we should be getting behind it. And we don't know how much he's going to actually feature. That's how I was saying earlier on, I hope we see him and we see enough of him tomorrow night to to, you know, get behind him a bit more than we've seen today.
Yeah, I wonder about that, because he didn't even train today in that open training session, Lewis Morgan.
But he would have played last week, wouldn't have?
Sometimes a sports scientist in that, though, a long journey.
Last midweek, I think.
So it's not as if he's sure having to catch up.
No, I just, yeah, that's fair. I certainly think that would apply to, surely you see a good bit of Tommy Conway as an example? No? Or is he just there as such? Or is tomorrow more about fine-tuning the starting 11?
I think I'd have thought it'd been trying to make sure his 11 get the minutes he wants his 11 to get. That may be 45 if maybe somebody's not starting. But I think everyone that he's got in his mind, he's thinking of starting in the first game, if he's not already decided, he wants 45 minutes, at least probably 60s, mm-hmm, and not the majority of them.
Well, Mark, you know, sometimes these things are quite obvious, but sometimes you never know. It's a kind of a false flag, if you like. But I believe certain people who were at that open training session, there was some sort, you know, the team was getting set up, and one of the teams was Gunn, Hendry, Hanley and Tierney, Ralston, McGregor, Gilmore, Robertson, Christie, McGinn and Adams.
Mm-hmm. That's
going to be a team tomorrow then.
Yeah, it certainly would seem so.
Because the worst thing to bear in mind, Scott McTominay wasn't in that team, but he only just returned to training. He's a bit behind everyone else. So then the other team that was left, if you like, was, you know, Porteous, Souter, McKenna, McCrory, Jack, McLean, Taylor, McTominay, Forrest, Shankland. Sounds like that first 11 that I read out will maybe play tomorrow then? Or
I would think so. But wouldn't he necessarily say that was a nailed-on team for Germany next week? I know McTominay will come into that.
Apart from McTominay, though,
Portis
be close. I think, obviously, based on the campaign, yes.
Yeah.
But if you're picking a team today... And
for the game. Also, Grant Hanley wasn't available for most of the games in the tournament, in the qualifiers.
I think there'll be... slight movement in that, but look, the structure of that looks pretty much what we'll see next Friday against Germany. I think there might be one or two just changes in my opinion, but I'm surprised at that. You know, an open training session, and Steve Clark's usually quite guarded. I don't mind it, because I think football's too guarded at times. You know what I mean? But analysis these days, the Germans will probably have a 90% chance.
The Germans tonight are going, it was Anthony Ralston instead of Ross McCrory.
You know, I don't think there'll be... So football's very close shop. I don't mind that. Look at rugby. Rugby names the team like, did they know, the week before?
Yeah, like 2 days before or whatever. Yeah,
I quite like that. A couple of days. But I'm surprised Steve Clark was quite open with it.
That just sounds like that's a team that will play tomorrow then. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that'll be the starting 11. And it's a good starting 11, and one that I certainly... wouldn't be too disappointed with if it was the team going into the Germany game. I don't...
So Matt, in amongst all these injuries and so on, you're remaining optimistic. I like the sound of you.
Of course we have. We beat Spain. We beat Norway. We're a wonder striker. Just going to this game next week and play the way we can play. And I fancy us to surprise a lot of people next week. I really do. I fancy strongly the team's getting the right set of mind to go and see the Clark and Noah wind them up. 100% die in the field for Scotland.
Well, I mean,
of Scotland, here we go. Get in there.
Brilliant, I love it.
I bought a new, Scotland jersey the day, by the way.
I've got one.
I'm nearly greeting.
Did I see you in JD Sports and Buchanan Street? Because I was buying one for Mark Wilson.
No, I don't go to the cheap shops, son. I go to the dealer.
It's the only place you can get it, as far as I can gather. I don't know what he's been buying.
I know him.
But anyway, good man, Matt. You take care.
You boys, all the best. Thank
see
you.
See you, Matt. Care.
Enjoy the Euros.
Oh, I think
he's
he will.
Have a
oh, I think
smashing
he will.
Time,
don't
man.
You worry about that.
Right, Matt.
That was good. On a similar theme, right? Stevie Clark, another thing he was speaking about today was you're just kind of urging a bit more positivity after some of what he felt was a negative reaction to the win over Gibraltar.
Any time I read a little snippet for somebody who wants to be negative, Norman, I just dismiss it, because what's to be negative about? We're going into another major tournament. The squad's in a good place. We're all determined to do as well as we can for our country. Why not just relax and enjoy it? That's what we're going to try and do. Obviously, we've got to produce the goods on the pitch, and that's what we'll do.
Well, you can't make people feel a certain way, and I think you're... On one hand, you're perfectly entitled to think the recent form has been a bit of a worry, and you're perfectly entitled to think that some injuries diminish your chances of success. But I do get the core of what he's saying.
it's almost like we did too well in qualification. We qualified too early. It was too long ago. Yeah. So all the goodwill from that has worn off, right, and everybody's just a bit like, whereas at this stage, if people are injured, you can only call upon who you can call upon. And if you can't enjoy this when we've barely been to any international tournaments in our lifetime, this might not be for you.
No, exactly. Remember, you know, previous to the Serbia night where we were in the studio, you were part of, I mean, it was doom and gloom for a reason. So it should be the opposite. Look, I totally understand Steve Clarke there. He's right. They're feeling relaxed about it. They're happy they're there and they're going to give their best. There will always be detractors. However, the media have got a job to do as well. They've got to call it for what it is within a 90 minutes. And against Gibraltar, well, it's a bit pedestrian and lacklustre. I always felt that game was going to go that way. Anyway, I think tomorrow you get a better gauge of where we're at. And even if it doesn't go, like, you know, we get a resounding win and a brilliant performance, I don't think we should be too harsh on the team.
It just feels like after so long, though, of having loads of negatives to look, you don't need to look for them.
They're there and they're unquestionable.
So, I don't know if we need to look for them because the build-up to a major tournament's not going great, when the alternative is we don't get to the major tournament in the first place.
Would we not rather be here talking about, oh, somebody's pulled out and there's someone who can call
in?
By the way, England, Wales, Northern Ireland, well, and the public are all going to the
Wales
tournament.
Just drew 0-0 with Gibraltar. There we go. It was a good result.
Gibraltar's are some team.
It was a good result for us. They drew 0-0 tonight. Anyway, let's talk club football for a bit, because a big story today is that David Gray is the new manager of Hibs. I'm pleased to say Liam McLennan from the Hibs Ramble podcast joins us. Liam, the right man for you?
For me, yeah. I think he's been about the club for a very, very long time. I was talking on the pod earlier on, guys, about, you know, if we got a new manager, then how it would need time to give everyone a clean slate. But I think David Gray knows, you know, pretty much who needs to go. Who can stay and what needs to happen to really kick us on.
Yeah, I mean, Liam, we spoke about this last night. You get sort of profiles of manager, and for a while this stuff was happening a lot, where, as Stephen in here will know, Stevie Hamill get the Motherwell job, Stevie Naismith get the Hearts job, Barry Robson get the Aberdeen job, you know, these sort of promoted from within. And we like to generalise and say, oh, that does or doesn't work, when really every case is different. What is it about David Gray that makes you think that, you know, the sort of lack of first team managerial experience won't be a problem and that it will be ultimately a success?
Well, I was kind of thinking about it from the, you know, the authority sort of way. You know, if he'd went straight from playing into being the manager, I think there would maybe be a wee bit more of a problem. But he's been a first team coach for, you know, nearly 5 years now. So I think that the respect and the authority will already be there with the players in the building. But no, listen, I think whenever he's come in, there's obviously been a wee bit of a hangover from the previous managers, but he's always been able to get a tune out of the players, you know, who haven't either been playing for the previous manager or just been in really, really poor form. But I'm excited to see what he can do, and I think he'll get the full backing of the Hibs support anyway.
Mark?
Well, I think that's important right away, the full backing of the Hibs support. And I think you get that with club legends being appointed, but not just like plucked out of nowhere. I think Liam's totally right there. He's been at the club for 10 years now. He's worked under, you know, four or five different managers. He's had a four caretaker roles himself, which he's done pretty well. And like, he's been the bridge between the players and the management. He'll know what's in that dressing room. I think he'll know the ones that he can trust, he can rely on, and who's going to take the club in a forward direction. And I think he'll know the ones that drain the squad and have played a big part in where Hibs have found themselves. And I think that's the one positive, having been at the club. And I think there's a steeliness about him. I think there's, you know, he cuts quite a fearsome character as well. I think Hibs need that. I don't think they need to be a nice football team. They're good in the eye sometimes, but just easy to play against. I think he'll get them shaped up much like his character.
I think what could work really well for them as well is having Malcolm Mackay upstairs, is that they've got, so assuming David Gray's going to make mistakes, because all managers will make mistakes, it's just obviously at the time they don't maybe see it, and he'll be there hopefully director of football, but with the wealthy experience he has, to kind of say, look, what about this, and just kind of be someone to lean on and bounce ideas off, and to help maybe make the signings, kind of move the club forward. So no, it's certainly But the fact that he's got the four times he's been intern, he's certainly got a wee bit of experience there with that. Knows the club inside out. Mixing that with Malky Mackay upstairs, I think it could be a real positive for something that's been a bit a difficult place to manage for a long time now.
Do you think that structure has played a part, Liam, in that decision?
I don't know. I think, well, you know, Malky Mackay come in, I think he only started his role on the first. But, I mean, you're coming in, Malky Mackay is an experienced head, and not even just Scottish football, but, you know, British football as a whole. I think being able to work under a director of football who clearly knows what he's doing, and has been brought into the club to kind of steady the ship a wee bit, I think it'll definitely give him a bit of confidence, I would imagine. And like you say, you know, he is going to make mistakes. What manager doesn't? But, you know, it's hopefully, like I said before, the Hibs support isn't quick to turn on him.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Will he get time? What does that mean? It's the most infuriating question in football, because every manager sort of demands it at the start and very few get it. Do you think he will?
Yeah, well, I think so, because we all respect him. We all love him for, you know, he won us a cup. He was the captain when we got promoted back to the Premiership. I think, you know, in terms of him being the manager, I think he'll get a lot more time from the fans, a lot more patience from the fans than Nick Montgomery did. You know, a total outsider coming in. So I think he will get that time, and people will be a wee bit more patient with him, because they'll not want to see him fail. They'll not want to see him do poorly. And I think for that reason, they'll be behind him for longer.
Good man, Liam. It was nice to catch up. That was Liam McLennan from the Hibs Ramble podcast, reacting to the news that David Gray is the new manager of Hibs on a permanent basis this time. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes in the season that's going to follow. What about you two in the teaser? Can you name seven managers of Celtic or Rangers who've won the European Cup or Champions League as a player? Billy McNeil, Wim Jansen and Giovanni Van Bronckhorst.
Martin O'Neill.
Stephen Gerrard.
Yes, you've only got two to get, and we'll get them next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard with, I had to remember your names there, Stephen and Donald
Mark.
And Mark Wilson. And Mark. Someone, I think, you can argue amongst yourselves who this is more unfair on, Stephen. RW sent in and said, watching on YouTube, my missus thought that Stephen and Mark were twins.
Twins? that's definitely harsh on you. Mate, I'm 40. What age are you?
32. I'm not far off you.
Ah, you're not far.
Didn't help that you dressed the same. And sort of, I didn't get the black.
You should have told me what you were wearing.
Black
slimming. Is that slimming? Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
You do have similar style hair, colour of hair. I'd say similar complexion. That's maybe where it ends. Ah, we'll leave it there.
My beard is much better.
I've got a grey bit now in my beard. I thought it was cream.
Did you just wake up to that yesterday when you turned 40?
I put Nivea cream on my face this morning. I'm rubbing that in and I'm going, that's whiter than it usually is. That's what you got to look for.
Mine's comes ginger, so I need to keep it short.
Anyway, but I don't know how we got into that, sorry. But let's go back to the phones with Barry, who's in Hamilton. How are you, Barry?
All good, how are we, guys?
All good, thanks, good buddy. Here as well. What are you thinking tonight then?
It was just a wee point I wanted to bring up on the whole Scotland squad situation in regards to the negative Norman comment by Steve Clark, and also the comment earlier by the caller who said Celtic fans had been a bit too negative with Rangers players in the Scotland squad. Unfortunately, I'm going to continue that trend.
That's fine.
Basically, I just don't understand why Ryan Jack deserves a place in the plane. I feel like I'm being a bit hard on the boy. Has he even played this season? I feel like he's been injured for about the last two or three seasons. And we're talking about these injuries, players dropping out left, right and centre. I don't get it.
Stephen, you'd be best placed to answer this, because from the outside, it's always looked like Steve Clark really, really likes Ryan Jack. And you've seen it inside, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, look, I think Ryan Jack, when Steve Clark first got the job, I'd have probably pitched Ryan Jack as a starter, guaranteed. But then just injuries, and it's curtailed his Rangers career as well. But should not all of these players can play? They're not going to, there's only 11 can play. And I just think Ryan has been involved in so many squads. He might not play, but you know that if you need him to play, he is good enough. And if he's fit right now, which by all accounts he's been fit for about a month and a half, it's not his fault the manager's not picked him at club level. Why would you not want to bring somebody with his experience, with when the manager trusts him? And trust is a massive, it's a massive word that I love to use. The manager trusts him. And if Ryan Jack was to step onto that pitch, I guarantee you he would not be letting Scotland down. He is a top performer when he's fit.
Is that not the key, Barry? I you know, if we were going into this and if Ryan Jack starts against Germany, you know, I'd maybe be similar to you thinking, oh, hold on a minute here, this guy's barely played any football. But are we overanalyzing the sixth, seventh, whatever it is, midfield slot? Is that essentially what this is?
A 26-man squad. If we had a 28-man squad like previously, then I would say, yeah, having those extra bodies, it might not impact the game, but bring experience is totally valuable. But when we've got a 26-man squad, we're taking three goalkeepers, hopefully not four. We want players to be able to impact the game. We want players to be able to be reliable. I don't believe Ryan Jack's that person. If I think he's maybe played 10 games this season, he's been injured for maybe 20-odd this season, maybe less than that, but over the last few seasons, it's been at least maybe 20, 30 games that he's been injured, and that's not the type of reliability that I would want going into a tournament when we can only take, what, six, seven midfielders?
Talk about reliability.
Danny Armstrong.
I guarantee if we're 1-0 up against Germany, right, and we assume Jack doesn't start, right, and we'll assume that McLean doesn't start because we'll go off the gate team that we think for tomorrow of Gilmore and McGregor. I guarantee we're 1-0 up with 10 minutes to go. McLean and Jack come on. Jack comes on to help see out the game because he's reliable, he trusts him, and he knows what he'll get.
I mean, he's played 22 times this season, but I take your point, Barry. Most of them were, you know, kind of early on in the season. What's your take on it, Mark?
Look, I was surprised that he was in the squad. I think when you asked us last week or whenever it was to name our squad, he wasn't in my squad. I seen a lot of other, you know, pundits putting their squads together. He wasn't included in theirs either, just purely because he's been injured. And then by the time he gets back fit, he was, you know, he wasn't getting any game time. So I'm surprised. But I totally take on board what Stephen's saying about what he's gave the squad, and you can rely on him. And if he is fit and he's training every day, then he might just prove useful somewhere along the line. But I totally agree, he isn't going to start. He's maybe sixth or seventh down the line in that list, but he might play some part. But I was surprised nevertheless.
Because I suppose our midfielders are such that, you know, maybe the change is that John McGinn plays deeper, or yeah, Scott McTominay. Well, Scott McTominay would... John McGinn and Scott McTominay have been the advanced two. Either of them could probably do it as well. Ryan Christie's done it for Bournemouth. So you might even be in a scenario where that change happens before you see someone.
Yeah, that's how strong we are in that area. That,
and by the way, I don't know for sure, because we've said Steve Clarke really likes Ryan Jack, and I know they're different, but we are where we are. If Lewis Ferguson was fit, maybe Ryan Jack doesn't go.
And who would you bring with the injuries we've got? Who would have replaced Ryan? Who is instead of Ryan Jack in your squad?
I can't remember now.
That is the thing, Barry. Where else would you use that space then?
So for me, I would prefer to take someone who's more of an impact player. Obviously, we've had Diggs drop out, we've had Doak drop out. Why not someone like a Simon Murray who scored 22 goals for a Ross County? Why not someone like a Danny Armstrong who's shown that, you know, you've got a bit of pace, he's electrifying, he can run at defenders. Why not bring these fresh kind of new players in? To me, a national squad should be about form. Yes, loyalty is important, but it's not a make-a-wish foundation. We want to win games.
I think the problem with the broad brush in this phrase, I'll always go back to it, right? Because generalisations don't work either way. Going in to the games and whenever it was the before the Spain game, I'm telling you, we had wall to wall calls on here saying you can't play Kieran Tierney and Scott McTominay. International football should be about form. It just isn't. People love it. They love this notion. But it's just not. It's about trying to get a team that you think works for you. If you were to constantly evolve it based on who was in form that week or that month, nobody would get any caps. You wouldn't get experience, you wouldn't get continuity, you wouldn't learn how to work together. And needless to say, after that doubleheader, I didn't hear any more "don't play Scott McTominay" calls, because or Kieran Tierney. I don't care what Kieran Tierney does at club level anymore, because he plays every time. And I take
the form thing. I was more meaning that that's why we should bring people into the team. Obviously they've brought a Ben Doke in who's got 5 senior appearances. Obviously he's now dropped out injured. Tommy Conway, who I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about. I couldn't tell you if he scored 5, 6 or 25 goals this season, but nobody really knows anything about him. But we'll bring him in because he's something fresh and new as well. We're bringing Tommy Conway in because he's in the under-21 squad when Simon Murray's sitting banging in goals.
Tommy Conway's played about 43 times in the Championship and he's scored, I think, 12 goals.
He's ahead of Simon Murray in that regard, isn't he? Oh, jeez, that the music. That means we're out of time majorly. Thanks to Barry and Hamilton. Matt and Pollock, the most excitable caller of the night. He's won the tickets to our races.
Brilliant.
Imagine being next to him at the bar. What a night you're going to have.
Have a good time.
We're not done on our Euros build up, by the way. If you want even more, you can hear guys like Stephen O'Donnell, because they've joined our new podcast. Roger Hannah and Stephen Mill have got a new Euros Stories podcast with the Scottish Sun. His teammate Declan Gallagher's on there as well, and lots of other exciting guests to come. So make sure you check that out wherever you get your podcasts, and head to Clyde1.com to win a projector and barbecue to enjoy. Imagine it sitting outside this summer watching the
game. What is this, bullseye?
Brilliant, it's so good. Anyway, right, on this teaser, you've got a couple left.
We're looking Dalglish. For
the 7 former Celtic Rangers managers who've won the European Cup or Champions League as a player. Caretakers count.
Kenny Dalglish. Right, I'll leave the last one to you, Stephen. Take it away.
McNeil, Janssen, Dalglish, O'Neill, Gerard Van Bronckhorst.
Barnes, maybe? I don't know.
No.
Go on, take it away, mate. Big finish.
Have you got one?
No.
You don't have it?
That's why he's pushing it.
No, I've not got it.
Easy.
Give us a clue.
Easy.
Too busy.
Graham Souness.
Oh!
Thank you to Mark and Stephen. Back tomorrow at 6 o'clock.